Well, if this legislation goes ahead, what happens is the law interacts with their equality legislation. The equality legislation is passed at Westminster. That sort of enforces a duty on, especially the public sector, to conform to the government's understanding of equality. So if they change marriage, redefine it, include same-sex couples, those in society working in the public sector would find that they would find it very difficult to hold a different view in their workplace. And what we've found is people, even outside of their work, stating values in support of traditional marriage, have been disciplined in their place of work. And one case, a person was demoted with a considerable drop in his salary. We've also found other public sector workers losing their jobs. A case of a registrar lost her job. We've found people in private organisations, a counselling organisation, a man lost his job because he didn't want to counsel same-sex couples to stay together. So what we've seen already would be made much more easy with a change in the law, and it is quite a threat to basic freedoms of religion, of belief, and being able to verbalise that and manifest that in public.
Now, obviously, the Scottish Government has promised that this legislation would not force religious institutions to perform same-sex marriages. However, very recently, the European judges ruled in such a way that could theoretically see religious institutions being forced to perform same-sex marriages. Could this European court decision overrule the Scottish Government in regards to this particular freedom?
Well, the Scottish Government is constrained under the framework of how the Scottish Parliament was created, so that they must conform to European standards on equality and human rights. We're also constrained by legislation that's passed at Westminster, and that really is the problem for us. At Westminster, they have imposed a public sector equality duty, so that is something that constrains the Scottish Parliament. So really, they can't give the exemptions we require. However, we should bear in mind that exemptions for church services is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, that's really saying, you know, go back to the catacombs, you know, do what you want inside the four walls of your church. We want Catholics and all people to be able to be part of society and to follow their conscience, to be able to manifest their faith in society, to be able to speak freely in society. That's going to be very difficult for those who support marriage, as it's always been understood throughout history and across cultures. It will be very difficult for them to do that if this law were to be introduced.
Now, what are some of the societal and sociological and cultural implications that could be seen in Scotland if this legislation is passed?
The law certainly helps to dictate how people understand morality and family life. If there's a change in the law just now, what we've noticed is that those who oppose same-sex marriage or the introduction of same-sex marriage laws, they're routinely called bigots. They're routinely told that they're homophobic, that they're intolerant. And I'm afraid we're starting to see that in society. There's a lot of that sociologically. If you look on Facebook and Twitter, if you even engage with young people and talk to them about this, they don't just think, whoa, you believe something different from us. We have a difference of opinion here. They actually believe that you're a bad person. So I think what we're going to see is a marginalisation of Catholicism, or certainly the teaching of Catholicism in relation to the family and to human sexuality. We'll see that marginalisation, and I think increasingly there will be an intolerance to the Catholic view, and I think they will start to then come gunning for Catholic schools, targeting priests who want to make human sexuality and the beauty of marriage the subject of their homilies. I think we will see that, and we will find a much tougher environment to spread the Christian message.
What are some of the actions that are being taken by the church and by other religious groups, or any group that's committed to defending traditional marriage? What are some of the actions that are being taken, and what are some of the actions that are available to those who are in defense of traditional marriage?
Defending marriage, there's lots of things we can do. Well, we've tried to ensure that people have participated in the process that the government has had in terms of consulting with them. We did a card campaign to try and encourage Catholics to respond. But that has helped to make sure that this is the biggest consultation response the Scottish government has ever had. Scottish Government also consulted on Scottish independence, and we got three times as many responses to the same-sex marriage proposal. What we've heard is that that is 2-1 in our favour. So we think the substantial voice of the Catholic Church has been heard by the Scottish Government, but we need to try and overcome that message in society, in newspapers, magazines and television, because that is constantly pushing one side of the agenda that this is all about tolerance, it's all about equality, it's all about giving people their human rights. So our voice is being lost at that level, and that really is where the Catholic laity have to get more involved and make sure that the Christian message is properly passed. When the process is finished now, from the government's point of view, we will have to engage with politicians who will vote on the legislation, and again, we've encountered that in the past in regards to euthanasia, where we mounted a very effective campaign and we ensured that euthanasia was not passed in Scotland. So we will do everything we can to mobilise Catholics and people who share our views to try and make sure that marriage is defended.
Is there any effort being put into educating people within the church, or and also educating the public as to why the church believes what it believes on traditional marriage, on the nature of human sexuality, for instance? Are there any movements to educate the public, both outside of the church and within the church itself?
Yeah, I think that there are efforts. I mean, obviously, we rely on priests and people responding to those within the church, and we rely on the media to give us a forum outside of the church for people to hear our message. We're trying to do that as best we can. The bishops have announced a marriage Sunday, where we will have an opportunity to propose the message to Catholics in the church and give them an opportunity to support a campaign. So we really need more catechetical materials. We've been putting out briefing papers that we're sending out to parishes. All the people who participated in our card campaign get regular updates on the different arguments and the different effects of the government's proposals. We're trying to do that. Obviously, we're limited by resources. We use the resources we have as wisely as possible. But we're doing what we can to try and get the message and show that the church is not against anyone, as it's portrayed by advocates of same-sex marriage. The church is for all people. It's for sinners, and we want to propose what's best for human flourishing, what's best for families, what's best for children. And if we can get that message across consistently in our pulpits and in our schools, then perhaps we can make inroads. But it's certainly the focus of our attention in parallel to the efforts we're making at a political level.